Come on, brother.
But they revealed it to them. They had revelation knowledge, yeah. And they knew.
I just saw the scripture. Knowing him and the power of his resurrection.
Whoa.
That's
powerful, Mary.
When you know him and know the power of that resurrection, there's nothing will stop the church.
Woo!
Nothing will stop the church. Woo! They'll walk in everything.
Right. Can I say this real quick? When old Peter, I was reading this other day in the book of Acts, they said, by what power are you doing all this? And he took them from, and they asked him, by what power and what authority? Well, he gave them the name of Jesus. Then he got the preaching of resurrection.
Praise God. Amen. Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
That resurrection power defeated everything.
Everything.
And when we know that, we're doing this from a finished work.
But you got to know it first through him. We can have head knowledge of everything, but you got to know him first.
That's relationship. That's fellowship. Yes. That's fellowship.
That's fellowship.
That's in his presence. That's what I'm talking about.
That's
real, real fellowship. You can't know him unless you get into his presence.
Amen.
The reason I know y'all because I come and, you know, sit around, you know, I couldn't stay off and not know y'all. I can say I can know of y'all. I know of Mir. I know of Thurston. I know of, but when you come in fellowship, you get an opportunity to know. And that's what that's the whole thing, Mir. He wants us to, see, we're going to do what we do out of fellowship.
And
out
I think
of knowing.
Part of fellowship results in praise, which is another form of fellowship.
Oh, praise
a
is
high form of fellowship.
It is. And people take praise just to
too lightly.
They do. They take it just to be a song,
or walk out and come back. Or
but you know, I like what the Bible teaches us about praise in the 12th chapter of Romans. He said, present your body.
Yes.
As a living sacrifice. Mm-hmm. A living sacrifice is 24/7 praise.
Amen.
Everything
Amen.
You do has got to be, will be praise and glory to God, worship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, present your bodies that way as a living sacrifice. Every sacrifice they did in the Old Testament was for worship.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't want you to get
and
on.
Every sacrifice they did was dead.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but God received it as worship because
yeah,
that's all
I'm
they
saying,
had.
It was so limited compared to what we have.
It was.
It was what God told them to do.
It worked because God told them to do it. You're so right about that. So how much more it's going to work for us since we have the real deal?
Yeah.
He said, you ain't got to die now because Jesus died.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You know, when Abraham and his son went up to, when Abraham was supposed to kill his son, he said, me and my son going up to worship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, amen.
Wow.
Well,
good.
Abraham didn't kill his son, so Isaac became the first living worship.
That's good.
The first living worship. Go ahead. Boy, I'm going to do a teaching on worship because I got... whoa.
I love it. I love what they said about blessing. Things don't multiply to God. Bless it.
Amen.
That's why I went and got that. Well, we need to share this. That's how we do it.
Amen.
I thank God for it, you know. Hate inconveniences, but we're powerful.
David, that was powerful.
It is.
Amen.
And exercising authority. And that's what God put on my heart this morning. And as I was meditating, he put a few thoughts in my heart about authority. Thank you, man. I'm glad you do that, because that come in handy. That has helped me on the radio, doing the broadcast. I check it to see how it comes out.
Uh-huh.
Speaking louder really helps.
Yeah.
And without this class, I'd probably still be talking real soft.
Because you got a lot to say. I mean, you really have something to really say.
Yeah.
That's where we want you to turn the volume up.
Yeah.
That's what they did, what David was reading about. He said they turned the volume up and they worship and they pray.
That's right.
Yes, they did.
And we get to know the Lord through worship.
Amen.
A lot of things that I learned.
Oh, that's good. That's intimate. Worship is intimacy. Uh-huh.
That's how we get to know him. And worship takes us to the heart of his will.
Ooh.
You know, we can learn about God
Amen.
Forever. But learning how to apply it and use it in our everyday life,
mm-hmm.
the concept of operating like him,
Jesus.
You know, it became real in worship.
Uh-huh.
And I went to a church that that was, one of their strong strengths was worship.
Uh-huh.
Worship and teaching. And they had Elder Lewis was a teaching pastor. Mm-hmm. And he loved worship.
Uh-huh.
And remember Keith Green?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He used to play that all the time. And he loved worship. He taught us worship. And then Greg Hosey loved to pray. And he used to get off work, go home, and pray
mm-hmm.
for hours. And then he'd lead everybody in worship on Sunday morning. And I had questions. So when I started going in the Lord's presence, I would go in his presence at home or come to church early. I had keys to the church, so I'd go in the prayer room and pray. And I started sensing things from the Holy Spirit. And most of the time, when I get in his presence, I just collapse until I started studying the Word. Then I was able to compose myself and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Kenneth Copeland said a lot of times people say when they go in God's presence, they're going to ask him all these questions, and then they never do. But when you have the Word, now you have the Word of God does the same thing that the angel that looked like a man did for Daniel. Daniel kept falling out in Gabriel's mm-hmm. presence, you know.
Oh, good.
And then the one that looked like a man touched him and he had strength. Well, if you go in God's presence and you have the Word in you, you have the strength to stand and receive from it. And you won't collapse as easy, you know. Not collapsing is bad, but when you get next to his fire, you just fall out. But when you have the Word, you can, whether you fall out or not, you can still ask him questions. But anyway, long story short, exercising authority. Authority helps us fulfill his will on earth. And authority, it helps us govern our life. It gives us control.
Mm-hmm.
And we need it. We were not made to live on earth apart from God. We were made to live in his presence on earth.
Praise God.
And do his will on earth.
Shakaya.
And that's why I'm gonna look at this Ephesians prayer real fast. I'm reading it out of the Amplified. It said, I'll start at verse. It said, I'll start at verse 17. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom. And the spirit of revelation, that to know him.
The spirit of revelation.
Yeah. To know him through your deepening intimacy with him. You can't trust God unless you, trust is from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Trust gives us the ability to proceed forward when we don't understand. Mm-hmm. A man can be skilled in faith, and many people are. They were trained in faith.
Mm-hmm.
We had great men of God teaching faith for years, but nobody...
Trust gives that patience, the ability to do it. Follow mm-hmm. me? It gives you that patience because you trust, even if it's 20 years down the road. You mm-hmm. trust him.
Abraham.
I put it this way. Mm-hmm. This is the reins of my heart. This is my control. This is uh-huh. what I control. Now, David, he's representing the Holy Spirit. Trust gives him my authority, my control. He has control now.
Mm-hmm.
I have control. I have faith. I can do
uh-huh.
things mm-hmm. in faith. But mm-hmm. now, because I trust the Holy Spirit, I give him control.
Okay.
And he'll say, do this.
Ooh.
Because I trust him, I'll do it. Just like a private in the army. A private may be strong, and this the sergeant may be older and a little bit weaker,
uh-huh.
but he knows what to do. He uh-huh. knows battle. He knows war. He'll survive where
Amen.
I want.
That's why pride's so bad, isn't it?
It is.
Because you won't let the Holy Spirit, you won't trust, because you got to keep the control.
Mm-hmm. And this is the war. Tell them that.
Okay.
Tell them. This
uh-huh.
is the war.
Uh-huh.
If you win this war,
that's it.
We win. We cannot be defeated.
Amen.
If we win this one. We win by releasing the Lord to have full control. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take our orders from him, just like Jesus. Yes. This is the protocol of Jesus.
That's right, brother. He came to earth to govern us.
Yes.
You know what govern you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Rule over us.
Yeah. To rule through us.
The government is on his shoulders.
Exactly. When the church realizes that, it's all God and not what we do.
The government on his shoulders that he brought it in through the cross.
Yes, amen.
The cross was the government on his shoulders. When he brought, because if he had came back and saved us from our sin and did not give us government that we can rule and reign over our enemy, it still wouldn't have been no good. Because we down here and he's up there. But he was down here as Christ among us. Now he's Christ in us, the governor of our life. Like you said, the Holy Spirit in us. That's God in us. To govern our lives so that we can have the victory. We're doing it from the finished work now.
Yes. Yes. That's how it works.
So when we declare and decree, it's God declaring and decreeing through us because he's the one.
Yes.
The problem is people haven't been taught trust like they. I always link trust and faith as one word, as the same meaning. But when the Lord, you know, years ago, I ain't gonna go into all that. But when he told me the difference, I started searching it out. When we trust God, we can do whatever he say in rest.
Amen.
And in peace. We can. That's what, like little Jim was saying, we can follow the peace.
But see, the thing about it is hearing. The church is not hearing God. They're too crowded.
They never
We're
had
doing what they want. They got that tug of war. They want to rule. No, you got to do what I say do, God. You know, you got to do it my way.
As we grow in the Lord, we get to a point where we see what to do, we know it. So I can handle it. But that's an illusion. Even if you know what to do.
You still need the power and the strength because the enemy is a spirit.
Yes.
You're going against a spirit. Mm-hmm. And you got to go against him with the finished work, the blood of Jesus.
This is kind of relates to this. Kenneth Copeland in his magazine, of course he tells you not all the same thing. Don't always give credit to the people, just act like you know it. But anyway, he was talking about we as a church, we know what to do sometimes, and so we just go ahead and, in the name of Jesus, and instead of going to the Father to see how to handle the situation.
Yeah, the Spirit
is
there.
You know, there are sometimes if you stay in the Spirit that you'll do that, but he said you should go just like Jesus did. To the Father to see what you're supposed to pray and what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, and
that's trust. Yeah. Letting them have control and telling you what to do.
Case by case. When I have a situation that I know I'm not skilled in it, so I say, Lord, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And then he give me, comparing how it was before and after.
So you trust him to give you the right answer.
Yeah, when he give you, I don't do anything. You know, Pastor said, don't do anything. You don't have to rush into nothing. Mm-hmm. And he's right. And the Holy Spirit taught him that because he taught me that. Mm-hmm. when I follow him, there's a peace. And then he does it case by case, not just a format. Whatever he did last time was for last time. These are different people, different situations.
And we don't realize that.
Sometimes we get the ones the same. We think it's going to be the same thing. So that's why we do it.
When I did the Good News
Letter. We don't need the Holy Spirit.
When I did the Good News Letter in the old neighborhood, it worked because God told me to. I did try it in the new neighborhood. He didn't tell me to. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work. Uh-huh. It wasn't the same.
Oh, y'all are back.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't think he was going to be here.
Yes, ma'am. Got him yesterday.
Oh, good.
All right. He said,
that's good, Thurston.
He said, I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, because he'll help you see what you don't, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of this calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritances that he finds in us, his holy ones. I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. Mm-hmm. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. Mm. So authority gives us the control, not Satan, not the world, not tradition. A relationship with God, see, authority it enables us to perform God's word and do his will. We have the authority to learn and grow.
Amen.
People have taught things wrong for years, and yes. People ran with it.
Yes, Lord, help us. Deliver us.
They taught doctrine.
They taught doctrine, and there were so many limitations. Jesus said the biggest church problem in the church is his people don't follow him.
And they also put that by sight. They started walking by sight. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You don't see somebody healed, so it's not God's will to heal. Right. You don't see somebody saved, the doctrine, well, you're called, and the only people, you know, there's false doctrine because of what they see.
And they lose the fire.
Exactly. See, they lose fire.
You know, they lose the fire. The fire is where it's at. You have to have the fire.
Well, we
have
so much. That on the day of Pentecost, and it's still going to be for the church today.
It's still.
Amen.
And it's raging. It's wanting to rage out and burn everything
up.
Yes,
amen.
It is.
It's consuming fire.
It is way better than that coal that the angel took off the altar and put on the lips of Daniel.
Amen.
It's way better than that.
Amen.
It gets rid of your iniquity, your transgressions, the sin, everything. It makes you on fire for God.
Yeah. Yes, amen.
Passionate.
And we have that authority.
Burning.
The authority is to help us
still on it.
God gave us authority, not Satan. So he's out of the picture. We have to put him out. It's easy to fight the war without when you win the one within. And we do it by the wisdom.
Say that again.
That's
it's easy to do to win the fight without when you win the fight within. And I found myself being in control, comparing how it was before I learned about authority. I felt out of control. The world is externally motivated. The church, God's people, is internally motivated by the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Spirit.
Comparing spiritual
things. Why you think he's living in you? Mm-hmm. You know, over in Revelation, he was pleading with you. Every church, hear what the Spirit has to say. Hear what the Spirit. That was the main plea for every church age, to
hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
They realize the Spirit of God is God within us.
And it's all of them, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's God, it's all of them.
Yeah,
everything we need, it's all of us. Plus, we got our own spirit. Yeah. So we're just really...
That's been completely renewed.
Just as if you've never sinned, it's a justified spirit. It's sealed by the law of the spirit of life. There's a couple other places I found we were sealed too that I never seen before.
That right, seal of promise, the seal of truth. Yeah. We've been sealed with these things.
That's what I saw, the seal of truth.
Also, the seal of the Tav cross. Okay, that's over in Ezekiel chapter 9. The mark that was placed on them, it actually says in Hebrew, and they should bring this out, it should be an actual teaching, the seal of the Tav.
Now, the authority gives us the ability to carry out God's full plan in the earth.
Amen.
His plan is done in stages, and I say that because every time he gives me something to do, it ushers me into something else.
Yes, I see what
you're talking about. And it ushers me in. Without one step, you
can't
go to the
other. Your steps order the Lord.
Yes, and it's step by step. And when there are children that find diamonds in the rough, but they don't know how valuable they are, and they might skip across the lake.
Yes. Yeah.
They don't know they don't know the value of what that diamond can do for their lives, unless somebody tell them. So when you follow God, you will value it greater than any diamond.
Amen.
After you see what happens, you'll see things from God's perspective as he gives you his wisdom and knowledge. Now, the authority puts us back in the correct position that Adam was in to serve God. You're linked to him. And your identity will increase. It won't decrease. you'll get to know yourself greater if you follow him, if you give him the control, because he's going to protect you in every way there is. There's so many wonderful blessings and benefits.
Amen.
This is what authority does for us. We have it. I'm going to give an example of the world. Now, this is a crude example, but it's an example. The Lord was grieved with his people, Israel, because of their fornication, which is idolatry. They were following other gods. I need them more now. He said, behold, therefore, this 27, I have stretched out my hand over thee. I have diminished thine ordinary food and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd way. If they made the Philistines ashamed, that was terrible. Mm-hmm. He said, thou hast played the whore with the Assyrians because thou was unsatiable. That's what being lustful or insatiable would do. It takes you down. The reins of your life is given to Satan, basically. Thou hast played the harlot with them and yet couldst not be satisfied. Thou hast moreover multiplied thy fornication in the land of Canaan unto Chaldea. And yet thou wast not satisfied therewith. How weak is thine heart, saith the Lord God, seeing thou doest these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman, in that thou buildest thine eminent place in the head of every way, and makest thine high place in every street, and has not been as an harlot, in that thou scornest hire. They're not even getting paid for their harlotry. He said, but as a wife that commits adultery and takes strangers instead of a husband. When people follow the world, their reins are taken from them. And Satan can control every part of their life. He can control their will through their lust.
And can sway them to believe almost anything.
Anything.
That's it, Nick. That's it.
And they're not in control anymore. And Steve Well said the lust is the appetite of demons on people, on humans. So it's not about lust and all that. This is about control. Authority, when you give God the right to tell you what to do, mm-hmm. you trust him. And that comes from being intimate with him, talking to him.
Right.
Going in his presence.
Amen. Learning,
studying, filling your heart with his word. I'm not trying to memorize as much as I am fill my heart.
Right, right.
I used to preach and feel drained.
Amen.
Until I started listening to the word all day while I worked. I can't remember the last time I felt drained. I have to really think back. Because when you put the word in your heart, you're giving the Holy Spirit something to work with. And he can train you. When you go in his presence, he'll alert you to things. He told me once that every day he gives his people golden opportunities. And this is not like finding a golden nugget outside. This is the choices we make.
Right.
It's like what David was saying about blessing. When you bless something, it can't be reversed. Isaac blessed Jacob. Ishmael wanted God to give him a blessing. But he couldn't. He gave that blessing to Jacob, and it could not be reversed. So when God gives me an assignment, the first thing I do is bless it.
Amen.
The second thing I do is protect it. And then all my family members, friends, church family, my relatives, my friends, I protect them. I say, Satan, you can't use not one of them to get to me. To slow it down.
You're taking your authority.
I take authority. When Tim LaHaye and Hal Lindsey wrote that book, one of their sons flew a plane into a mountain and committed suicide. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The night that I started the website, Thurston had a wreck, and he thought he was being robbed. He fled. Mm-hmm. He ran right into an off-duty policeman.
Wow.
And he was helped. And the guy made threats against him. I had to take authority over all that. So when you do something for God, you bless it. It's going to be blessed. You blessed it. The authority gives you the right to do that.
a legal right too.
Yeah.
Legal.
And it's valid. And it's
the cross made everything legal.
That's right. That's
and
right.
It's done on earth, and heaven recognizes it.
Right.
So when you obey God, authority works together with obedience. The Old Testament church, they didn't exercise authority like we do. They were obedient.
Right.
Now we expected to do both. Not only take authority, but we have to obey and take authority. That's how that gives our authority. We can't live a disobedient life and use authority. Plus,
they were real timid too.
Yeah.
Real timid.
And it wasn't time yet. Jesus brought. He gave us authority.
Right.
Could you imagine the Pharisees if they knew about authority?
Yeah.
But they were disobedient. It wouldn't have worked no way.
Right.
But nevertheless, when we're following, authority gives us the ability to fulfill his our part on earth, so God can fulfill his part on earth. So whenever you put something in motion, don't look at the size of it. You can't see it. You can't, when you put something in motion, God is doing things you can't see.
Amen.
And it's working 100%.
Yes, amen.
And when you bless it, it can't be reversed if you did it in faith.
Well, I like that right
there. All right, man. I thank God for this class. It's
blessed.
It can't be reversed. Dave, you want to pray on it?
Father, we sure do thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for your word that teaches us. And Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are the great teacher.
Yes.
And Lord, we just ask the services out here ahead of us this day, Lord, let your word be magnified. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Thank you.
Are we on the same lesson, Father?
Yes, ma'am. I went to Keith Moore's church while I was up there too.
Definition.
That's a nice church.
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't
the
there. You know,
the knowledge of the
yeah.
other day.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you.
And
I really loved
the
it.
Value that you we place on a thing.
And we need to spread that fire.
I'm thinking about old George
Washington
Carver.
It's time to make the body rise up.
He put great value in peanut.
And his church down in Florida,
I mean, peanut butter.
You know, that represents one of them golden opportunities that we have every day.
You went the wrong time.
I wish he'd have been there.
When time I was there, it was up running.
All you had to do is stick with it.
I mean, they were loose.
Well, we need
a lot of times people don't stick with it because they don't take it.
We went on vacation there, so we decided to
whatever you do for him, bless it.
Stop in on, you know, his church.
Yes, ma'am. That's what we did. We stopped in up there. We were on vacation last year.
You learn so many more applications when you
Keep more with
in obedience to
really? Yeah, and the president.